Superstore.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney at the helm. Oh, we have some interesting places we're going to take you in this hour, including to the dungeon that has to do with green energy and a government loan. Oh, it's a big hint. But you're going to be shocked at what I have to tell you. I mean, shocked. It'll blow your shoes off. You like that setup? All right, also coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you busy emailing me. I'm fond of saying on this show, if you want to get your thoughts off your chest and you're driving down the road, you don't want to call, you think of something like, oh, they were talking about XYZ. I heard her say that the Keystone Pipeline would create how many jobs and what's going to happen when Canada turns elsewhere, but I don't agree. So send me what you don't agree with or what you agree with or your mama's spaghetti al carbonara recipe. I'm always looking for the best spaghetti recipes. Send them to americatonight.net. You know, one time I said this for a long time. I said, even if you had a great recipe for pound cake is good because it's not necessarily terribly fattening and it tastes good. Of course, if you eat too much of it. But anyway, a kind woman named Priscilla sent me an email. She said, I heard you mentioning pound cake. She had a great recipe. Only in the center of that pound cake, there was some pretty fattening stuff. It wasn't about pound cake. It wasn't about emails. In fact, it was all about auto bailouts, the economy, what's going to happen along the border. And we're talking about the 20th debate in the desert, Arizona, for the Republicans. Very curious as to what the ratings will be. I think they'll be high because there was a space in between the last debate and this one, and this is the last debate. You have Arizona and Michigan, two big primaries that are coming up next Tuesday, and then the big Mama Jama, which is Super Tuesday on March 6th. So here was a last kaleidoscope moment for Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney at one point were talking about thoughts on the border. Check it out.
They don't want a border that's closed. They want a border that's controlled, that has easy access for legality and impossible access for illegality. And that's the model that I think you can talk about in any community of any ethnic background in this country.
I'll also complete the fence. I'll make sure we have enough Border Patrol agents to secure the fence, and I will make sure we have an e-verify system and require employers to check the documents of workers and to check e-verify. And if an employer hires someone that has not gone through e-verify, they're going to get sanctioned just like they do for not paying their taxes.
Wait a second, Mitt. E-verify, fence along the entire border and enough workers? Gee, we should have thought of that. How come that hasn't been done before? Well, for number one of the big reasons is that it has to go through the legislative branch. And number two, good luck trying to get the money for that. And here's what I want someone to say. You know what? If you elect me, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best to do what I think is my manifesto. Here's my ideology. This is where I think we're headed because I'd be the leader of the free world. Now, I know that I'm never going to get you 100%, but I'm shooting for that 75 to 80% or better. And you can agree to disagree with me. But there's never, in my lifetime, there is never going to be a fence built along the border. We've had this conversation again and again and again, and they're not going to have enough Border Patrol agents. That's a huge problem. There's a lot of sparse areas along the southern border, because, of course, we're not talking about the northern border. And I think it's interesting because it's campaign rhetoric to throw that out there. We know that's not happening. But Mitt's not the only one guilty of that. We've heard this round the block 17 different times in 17 different ways. So 20 debates later, there still are some interesting things when you fact check a lot of what happened on the stage. I mean, first I'll say to you, who do you think won the debate if you watched the debate? Or are you thinking to yourself, oh, thank goodness these are over. 20 was 20 too many. Did you even like watching the debates? I think this crowd, frankly, liked watching the debates. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. I think a lot of people were paying attention to the debates, and it proved that when we looked at the ratings, it proved that people were interested in it. It wasn't necessarily hardcore Republicans either, which is interesting. Okay, so some of the things to fact check, like when Romney said to Santorum, you voted to raise the debt ceiling five times without compensating any kind of cuts in spending. That was a huge moment. So here's the thing. The increase in the debt ceiling with Santorum weren't very much a politically hot wire. In fact, not at all. They weren't charged at all. It's something they always did. There was no politics so much attached to this. They just allowed the government to pay bills run up by the previous Congresses, and to not pay them would be deciding, as it was put to me, like not following through on your car loan. So when Santorum was there, that wasn't even a question. That's what everybody did. That's what they did. In fact, President Ronald Reagan, and we've talked about this before in the show, who would be really the icon, the Reagan-esque, you know, we're always looking for that Reagan-esque candidate. How many times have I heard that in this election cycle? Well, he supported to increase the debt limit, are you ready for this, 12 times in his two terms. So the problem is times have changed from when Santorum rubber stamped that to now, but it is in the books and it is easy to check the record, and the facts are the facts, so things change and perception changes. Even if the facts are a little bit different, it is true he did vote to raise the debt ceiling five times. And how about this? Santorum slammed Romney, much like Nancy Kerrigan was clubbed, remember? And clubbed on her skating legs, clubbed to the ground so that it affected her in the Olympics. Santorum was trying to level Romney the same way and said that you're raising taxes on the top, you know, the idea that you suggest raising taxes on the top 1%, you're already suggesting that. But Romney's proposal, because he came up with a proposal of taxes, would lower tax rates across the board. The wealthiest Americans would drop to 28% from 35%, and that's one of the things that Romney called for. He also called for no limits on tax deductions for higher income taxpayers. No, you know, they weren't specified anyway. So that would make it impossible to decide, you know, what the impact would be on whoever the individual is. If the sky's the limit, you can take 10,000 tax deductions, which I know is exaggerated, but see, that's the problem. These are all broad strokes, you know, raising taxes on the top 1%, really, what does that mean? How plain spoken is that, or is it not? And then you have Romney being attacked for raising $700 million in taxes and fees, and he was the governor of Massachusetts. And then you have Romney who would come back and say, no, we cut taxes 19 times. It's kind of a mixed bag if you go back and look at his record on taxes in that state anyway. So it's pretty easy to throw out a couple of numbers, but it's the perception rolled into it that makes the difference. More on the debate as we drill a little deeper. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1756.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1799.99, $900 for a half ounce, or $450 for a quarter ounce. That's $1799.99, $900, and $450.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You know, I was thinking about the politicians in this 20th Republican debate, and it is now politics are creating rock stars, just like sports, just like reality TV shows and actors and whatnot. So it's true, the similarities, there are similarities, that ego boost, and which is why I think when somebody gets going, in other words, they're running to grab the Republican nomination, win, lose, or draw, they get excited like Rick Santorum or Herman Cain or Rick Perry or any of the candidates who for a short period saw the balloon, the helium fly up, meaning their head like a balloon, and then it was burst. So for the last debate, the 20th debate, it was Rick Santorum and the others because everybody was paying attention to Rick Santorum. Everybody's talking about Rick Santorum. Did you hear the cockeyed thing he said, or did you hear the brilliant statements he made? Because there is no doubt one thing about Rick Santorum, he doesn't care what you think, he's sticking to his guns on how he feels, whether it's an abortion issue, the birth control flap because of affordable health care and Catholic charities and other religious institutions not now wanting to pay and saying it's unconstitutional and all of those challenges, you know, whatever it might be, even though there are plenty of people that would paint Rick Santorum in a much different light, really looking at the candidates that are left, it's Santorum's moment, and he was the guy who was really bullied, let's say, on this last debate, on this 20th debate. So here's what's interesting. This is a gotcha moment of a different sort. In looking down the road to Super Tuesday, I'm almost sick of talking about it on March 6th, one of the states that's part of that is Virginia. So the Virginia primary is set. They're ready to roll. And it's only a two-man race between Romney and Ron Paul. The other two candidates weren't able to get on the ballot. Even though they mounted legal challenges, they couldn't do it. So Ron Paul could pick up, what do you think, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney? Ron Paul's getting the youth vote out, and you look at the delegates that are at stake, 49 delegates are at stake, and that makes it interesting. It makes it interesting. The primary is an open primary. So they don't track party affiliations of registered voters. So it's open. That's what open means. It's wide open. And there are 17-year-olds who can vote in the primary as long as they're going to be 18 by the next general election. Interesting, isn't it? I think Ron Paul could give Mitt Romney a run for his money and maybe gets that. Can you imagine if he picks up that state? That's why it'd be interesting on Super Tuesday if everything is ultimately... Is it parceled out? I mean, with 10 states, are we going to see a couple of different people pull different states for delegates? Now, you're driving down the road, and you're hearing me talking about this gobbledygook of the delegates on and on about the delegates. And you're thinking to yourself, you know what? Right now, I'm not thinking about the delegates. I'm thinking about how sucky it is that I pulled up to the pumps, and it broke the bank. I had everything in my wallet pretty much is gone because I had to fill up the car. How much is too much for you? How much can you stand when you pull up to full up? I'm pulling up to full up. I mean, how much is the high water mark for you? It's like I keep saying, when you get the Vespa, when you're dusting off the moped, when you decide, you know what? If Lance Armstrong could ride a bike as far as he did and as hard as he did on those mountain stages, I'm thinking I can just do that little bike ride 20 miles one way, 20 miles the other way. Here's my prediction. There are already some cities that are like this that are really bike-centric that are set up where, hey, have bike, will travel. Some of these tight city areas, that might become a little bit more common than you think, but if you have that many bikers on the road, they're going to have to widen the lanes. So pretty soon it's the cars that'll have that little skinny little strip, and they're going to have to figure a way to fit in there. It's not going to happen probably in my lifetime, but it may happen in some of yours. Because something's got to give ultimately. Something has to happen. There's got to be some kind of a change. All right, let's bounce back to the debate and talk about a couple of things. As I said before, was it a bullying session to Rick Santorum? He wasn't the only one who had his knees taken out. That's what I was looking for before. The knees of Nancy Kerrigan were taken out, remember, right before the Olympics. Anyway, that's what happens. Spotty memory. And you start doing those crossword puzzles. But anyway, in looking at the debate, what's interesting is this was a sit-down debate. So everybody was seated, and John King was the moderator, just like he was in South Carolina. You had Romney and Rick Santorum, and I wonder if this is just a clever thing that CNN did. Because when you're seated, there's sort of that, you take the breath, whew, versus when you're standing up and you feel, you know, your diaphragm is, and your back is arched, and you have you just have a different disposition. And maybe the idea was to do that. They're all huddled around this table, and you're asking them questions. I would say, and I've seen different headlines to this, did Rick Santorum feel the heat, get it, in the desert? Did Mitt Romney feel the heat? I could eliminate two for you in a contest of this sort. I would say Ron Paul, no problem. He made jokes. He was loose. I think he did fine, the Texas congressman. And Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, it's like he just let things fly. He didn't seem that tightly wound. So if you're going to say somebody dumped out in the desert, who lost the debate? Was it Mitt Romney or was it Rick Santorum? Rick Santorum a couple of times got caught up where he was fumbling around for the right thing to say. And Mitt Romney also had some problems when he was nailed on a couple of things as governor, because it's easy to turn to his record there and what they did in the state while he was at the helm and what he was saying and then ultimately what happened. I think it really is those Rock'em Sock'em robots that the two that are left standing could be very easily Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, which is why you have people crying out for the possibility of a brokered convention, because this is just not what they expected. And Romney has had that front-runner status for a while, and he doesn't necessarily have that in Michigan and Arizona. Statistically, the two are tied. And Romney really, really stood on this platform of restoring America's promise that he's going to do that. And that got a lot of applause in Arizona when he said that. Lots and lots of applause. So when they're applauding, that's when you just take a breath and soak it in. So the former Massachusetts governor scored some big points that way. I wouldn't say he lost that election. I mean, that debate. I would say if I was going to pick someone who lost it, I guess Rick Santorum. Because once people are talking about you more and you're tied with the front runner or you're up in the top echelons, more people are looking at you. So they're tuning in. They want to hear you. And you have a golden opportunity to introduce yourself to people and dance around whatever issue they're sticking you with. Like Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, he is great at this. He is great at deflecting. He's great at coming up with answers immediately. You try to blindside him, nail him with something, he will absolutely have an answer for it, whether he gets the nod or not, and it's not looking like he will at all. In fact, if I were Newt Gingrich, unless he's enjoying what he's doing, shopping around for another job, whatever it is, if I were Newt Gingrich, I would absolutely step out. I would absolutely say, hey, the time has come for me to realize after Super Tuesday, I'm not going to be able to mount the charge, the kind of charge that I want, so I'm going to have to throw up the white flag. That kind of makes sense to me. Why burn through more cash? Why not bow out and focus on being a mouthpiece and realizing that you're just burning through money? Burning through money, big time. So, will that debate have led to a burning desire, number one, for more people to go out and vote? Because you got to think. You have to think, and this is the last debate, unless somehow they throw a curveball, and there could be, especially if there's not a declared candidate. But are you tired of 20 debates? Is it time to give it a rest, and does this hurt everybody so they get to attack each other on earmarks, on taxes, and a slew of other things that are body blows to the campaigns of everybody that's out there? And once it's drilled down, they've got to run, and it's going to be tough if you arm the Democrats with more ammunition. Go to the dungeon next.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Broadcasting from my childhood home, actually, in South Jersey, just a stone's throw away from the Liberty Bell. Probably, I wonder how many miles I'm away from the, I'd say I'm 20 miles from the Liberty Bell. How about that? All right, we're going to have a dungeon moment for you. Our Cracker Jack, incredible man behind the controls of the mothership, Donovan Madsen. He is a master of so many things. You know, poor guy, during the football season, he has to lug out the supercomputer. Now he has to go to the big closet and come up with the dungeon. We haven't used the dungeon in a while, so he's going to have to dig around for a little bit.
I left that key around here somewhere.
Oh, no. Somebody took the key. Call Ted Anderson. He's going to get it. He's going to be on the case. So for the dungeon, I had a couple of different ideas. You know that idiot Dominique Strauss-Kahn? He was the hey out of the world by the tail. He could have become the next president of France. It was looking pretty good. He was the head of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. And then he was charged with rape, and the maids were saying that he was going, one maid in particular saying he was going after her, and we know how that all ended up. So now, check this out. DSK, he's on the hook, and he's in a French jail cell. Why? He's in a cell because he went to an orgy at a Washington hotel last May that ended a day before the IMF chief was actually arrested in New York on charges of attempted rape of that hotel maid, as I mentioned. Those charges were dropped. He was sweating that out. It was over doubts of the maid's credibility. But check this out, because he opened Pandora's box on himself. The French investigators were more interested in whether the 62-year-old knew that the swingers' parties he attended in Europe were financed with embezzled cash. Oh, what a fool. He was getting his groove on. He was that getting the groove on was being funded by the wrong kind of people that you do not want to be attached to. And we're talking about spending some serious money, and he was the head of the IMF. He was all over the pages. In fact, if you look, I'm holding it up, The Magic of America Tonight, through Pal Talk. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, lucky for them, because how many people hit the website, but I'm holding up actually a picture of what it looked like in the New York Post, which is kind of the gossipy rag of the East Coast. It is gossipy. They have the famous Page Six, and I'm going to show you the front page. What a flattering shot. The headline says, "Here we get it. O-U-I, go again, DSK jailed in hooker probe." And it says, "Hola." What a picture. What a fool. I mean, this guy. So they knew. They had him, and they were just waiting to spring it on him, and then they got a chance to do that. So that could have been the dungeon moment, but it's just too easy, and I think I probably threw him in the dungeon before. I bet you I did. Then you could throw the person who works for Joe Biden that didn't know how to spell Rhode Island. Listen, I'm not always the best speller. Punctuation is more my problem, and it figures because I'm like a run-on sentence, right? So in real life, if I talk like a run-on sentence, when I write, it's going to be that way. I always have to remind myself, short sentence, period, comma, short sentence, you know, to do it that way. But I can tell you I never spelled Rhode Island, R-O-A-D, and then Island. It's true. Vice President Biden went to that Rhode Island, the White House announced it, and that's how they spelled the state. Oh, my. So that's who we have in government, people, aides who do not know how to spell Rhode Island. I know you can make a mistake on some of the hard words, but that's not a hard word when you can't spell it. So what is the dungeon moment? Check this out. A bankruptcy judge on Wednesday approved close to $370,000, $370,000 in bonuses for employees of Solyndra, say maybe about 15 of them. And that is the solar company, you know it, who was manufacturing panels, and the Chinese and some other countries were already kicking our rear ends collectively, because they were selling the same panels at a much cheaper rate. They got $500 million loan from the government before declaring bankruptcy. Solyndra, based in California, had proposed awarding bonuses of up to $500,000 to the employees I just mentioned, but they scaled back the request after they talked to some official creditors on the creditors committee. So a bankruptcy judge, cutting to the chase, as I mentioned, approves the bonuses. Is that just ridiculous? Hey, come work for my startup company. The government really loves the idea. They're going to give us a guaranteed loan. You're going to get a nice chunky monkey salary. We'll give you, you know, $250,000 or whatever amount of money. And then the place goes down, goes bankrupt, and people still come up with money. This never happens. Does this happen to you? I mean, guys, does this happen to you? Somebody, one of your buddies has some wild idea, and it sounds pretty good to you. Let's do a startup company. You can come work for me. You can be my vice president or whatever you want to call it. Or you just work for a company on a wing and a prayer that you like, and that's a startup. Turns out they get government money, and you're going to get bonuses even if it blows up in everyone's face. So they end up being granted the bonus. probably for some of them they'll blow through that budget of whatever it is they get pretty quickly, I would say. But I don't think it's right. You know, the workers got laid off before the filing. They objected to the proposed bonuses because they were based, they say, on questionable performance criteria, that Solyndra hadn't provided enough information about the incentive plan. So that was the other problem. Not everybody was buried in this. So this is clearly what this judge was thinking. I don't know. They had 1,100 employees. So if you're saying like 12 or 13 get this, you know, get this bonus because the judge says they get it, well, too bad for everybody else. Too bad for, you know, the 70% of the rest of the workforce, more than that, who don't get diddly squat. But they did at least get something from the startup, right? So I'm going to have to say that that judge made a poor decision. Now, I'm sure if we had the judge on the air, and we will send the judge a key to the dungeon, and if the judge says okay, then, and comes on the show, then of course there's a release. But to me that just seems just too whacked. It seems ridiculous to me that they would get that money. They would get all that money after squandering it away on these panels. It was Judge Mary Walrath who approved the reduced bonus request, which was still pretty good, following a hearing on Wednesday. She did, I'll give her credit for this, she did dress down one of the Solyndra attorneys for failing to disclose in a motion to approve the bonuses that seven of the eligible employees had received big pay raises after the company filed for bankruptcy protection. So she didn't know about that. So they get a pay raise, and now they're going to get a bonus. So, you know, Judge Mary, you just didn't go far enough. And I may deliver that key to her because she's in Wilmington, Delaware, I believe. So for right now, let's put the judge in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, that is ridiculous. Come on. Common sense. Two hands out. What is going on there? So you get the money heading out the door, you get a pay raise, and you get a bonus. It's called cronyism. Not only does the company get to rip us off because we're the taxpayers, because, by the way, it is our money. Remember, we the people. So not only do we get ripped off with that, but then we get ripped off twice. In fact, I'm going to say in some cases with this company, we got ripped off three times. Oh, that is bad government at work. I mean, really. Bad government. Bad, 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 bad. When were you supposed to think about this? Don't you get a bonus when you excel at your job? Don't you? Isn't that how it's supposed to work? I'm missing something here. And when I hear stories like this, I have to be honest. It really makes me think that Ron Paul and what he says about big government versus smaller government, and we talk about it, he is dead on in that part of the equation. I don't agree with everything he says, but he is dead on. We hear nonsense like this, and then you wonder why we're on the decline in some areas of what we can produce in this country. So not only do they not vet out the validity of the solar panels, knowing the cost per point building the facility versus what was out there. You have to compare the competition. So first, that's the first mistake. And then there's all these employees, they're all gone. And now, right before they head out the door, a handful of them not only get raises, but now they're going to get these bonuses. I mean, that's talk about padding. That's outrageous. I would be furious if I was one of the other people who was ripped off. I mean, incompetence. Talking about bad business. That is just bad business. You know, that I have to think that I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the Oval Office and hear the reaction that the president has when he was filled in on that story. I mean, that's bad all the way around. Oh, and there's so many pictures of Obama and Joe Biden posing with the Solyndra people. And yeah, a startup can blow up, but this other stuff, that's just flat out wrong. Stay with us. We're checking the mail next here on ATN.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with both bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
All right, we're heading for easy for me to say. That's what you do. That's what happens when you drink too much coffee. We're heading for the exits. Woo! Heading for the exits, and we got a couple people on the tarmac waiting to jump on America Tonight. If you want to join us, you can. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go across the border. There's not a fence there yet, anyway, to Montreal. And Sam. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. Thanks, man.
Okay, you're in New Jersey. Actually, you're probably there for hockey trade deadline day, right?
Oh, absolutely. We packed up the gear, and we couldn't get up here fast enough.
Yeah, I know. Like, all the major sports channels here in Canada are going to be, like, covering it from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, you know. And any little trade, you know, and they'll be checking their Twitters and whatever. You mentioned earlier about, as a friend of mine calls it, bathroom reading material, the New York Post.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, the way I look at the four New York newspapers, average Joe who wants to read something on the subway, it's the Daily News, which by the way, I buy every day here in Montreal. I mentioned the Post, how I feel about it, with all the respect to the New York Post. If you're into really, like, world news, business, and whatever, it's the Times. And Newsdays for people who just live out in Long Island, for some of those cases, you know, it takes an hour by the LIRR. You buy Newsday, so that's the way that I would look at the four New York newspapers. Anyway, Okay, you say it's going to look like it's going to be Romney and Rick Santorum. Is that who you mentioned?
Romney and, yes, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are neck and neck in these polls, and now they are getting the most attention back and forth.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that if it was Romney, he would ask Governor Christie. Do you think if it was Santorum, do you think he would ask Governor Christie to be his running mate, or would he ask somebody else, do you think?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. The one that the name that keeps coming up, but I don't see him doing it, although he loves the attention, is Senator Marco Rubio out of Florida. He's popular. He's Hispanic. He was just elected in Florida not too long ago. His name keeps being bounced around, that he'd be the perfect guy. So I don't know, would he be the undercard person or not? And Governor Christie, not sure if he wants to be the undercard person because he is so opinionated. He could be a good choice for somebody, but especially now that I've spent more time around politicians in New Jersey, I think he would decline unless he was running for president. I don't think he would be an undercard person. He can't keep his mouth shut. He's not going to be like Joe Biden, have foot and mouth disease. He's not going to go around and get souvenirs from around the world. No way. I mean, he's a guy who's too opinionated.
And you also mentioned the gentleman from Florida. Sounds like His drawback would be a lack of political experience in the big political arena.
Could be, but think of the demographics of the country, the how many Hispanics, Latinos, whatever you want to say, and it's a big chunk of the pie now. So he would be very appealing to a lot of people, and he speaks fluent Spanish and, of course, English.
Right.
So I can see why there would be interest, but I think the opposite. I think. He would be intriguing as the VP, but Sam, I don't know that he wants it either. I think he has his own aspirations, and it might not be to be the backup guy and then think that he's going to get the gig again. I don't know.
Okay, Governor Cuomo of New York, is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Democrat.
Okay, so he wouldn't be running that. Okay.
No, he's not running. He couldn't be further from a Republican, no.
Okay, because I was speaking to friends of mine in New York today, and they were saying that maybe in 2016 or 2020 he might make a run at the White House. I said, let's get to his first term as governor of the state of New York before he decides about that, you know?
Yeah, and I like to see they say 2020 because let's see what happens next time around. Sam, great call. Thanks. You take care. Let's move to Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rick.
Wait, where you at in New Jersey?
I'm not going to tell you where I'm at in New Jersey. It's in the secret location. You think I would give my address out on the air?
I thought you might be in a bomb bunker.
I'm in a bunker outside of, not too far away from the governor's mansion in New Jersey.
Yeah, because Israel's got all their troops lined up on Turkey border, so they're getting ready to go in.
I know. We keep talking about this, yes.
So...
You're right.
This Romney guy, he's supposed to be against spending and all this, but he gets up there and says he's going to build more battleships, and he's going to build more airplanes, and he's going to build 100,000 more troops. He wants to put in, that costs money, don't it?
It does cost money, yes.
And why we need more battleships for what? Why do we need more aircraft fighters and all that?
Well, to protect our shores from the terrorists that are circling around.
Yeah, Obama's done that. He's catching them right and left. So,
Are you working for Obama? Are you handing out bumper stickers?
No. Did you hear that terrorist they just caught trying to blow up the Capitol building?
I did. That was crazy. Are you kidding? And they, trust me, I say this all the time, there are sleeper cells and others that are lying in wait. I mean, who knows how far he could have gotten? They, you know, here's the thing, the FBI, the CIA, and even the forces that are protecting the Capitol, they're all working together a lot better than they ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's been, I saw that when I was in Washington. Yeah.
But there's a lot more of them they caught that nobody knows about.
I agree. Absolutely. I wouldn't say Obama his administration shouldn't get credit for Osama bin Laden and for a lot of the terrorists that have fallen. No, I agree with you. And in fact, a lot of the Republicans have said that. that he should get credit for that. I mean, remember, even Bush was the first guy to make the call about bin Laden, but also the other terrorists, too. So I agree, Rick.
Yeah. I'm just, this Iran and then Russia telling Israel not to hit them and all this. So it's not like they want to get in there and mix it up.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get mixed up. Iran is a big play. It's not going to go away. And Ahmadinejad, for all his saber rattling, might, and maybe this is what he intended, but he's going to get it big time, so you better be ready. I agree. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they're maneuvering now, getting in position to go in.
You're right.
Something's going to pop.
Yep, something's going to pop. What do you think, America? Rick, thanks for the call.
Yep,
you think something's
going to
pop in Iran? Rick has a good point. We've talked about it so much, that's why he brings it up. We're starting to see some maneuvers really happen from the warships and the Strait of Hormuz, the shot back from Iran to cut off the oil supply. Is this just going to be a wicked dance of threaten, you come closer, I come closer, and we just narrowly miss? Or is this the ultimate, like Rick says, is this the big smackdown? Is this the moment? Is this happening now? And it feels that way. It does. It feels like this is what's going to happen in the short term, but what does it mean? What does it mean for the U.S.? We would have to bail out Israel. I can't imagine that we let Israel drown. Highly doubtful that would happen. This is why the president is meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. I said this earlier, either to calm him down and say, let's try first a little more diplomacy, then make the strategy, that we've got this strategy, and if this doesn't work, one last ditch effort, then guess what we're going to go for? We're going to try something different, like we're going to be the guys that supply the bomb. We're going to do it. When I say something different, to finally stop going back and forth as an intermediary, and also trying to get people to double-team Iran, it's not working. So the ultimate strike they would respond to, the ultimate strike affecting so many people in that country. And Ahmadinejad would have to pay attention and would probably come forward and try to thrash us in the United States. I think we're right on that cut line that could be scary. I mean, we have danced around this issue in Iran for a very, very long time. All right, don't be too disappointed if you had a letter in the mailbag. Trust me, we are always checking it here at various times on ATN, so no worries there. And if you have any thoughts, flip them to me at americatonight.net.